Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about some haunted fun coming up this Friday and Saturday out at the Tawas Point Lighthouse, Vicki Seltz Barnes. Vicki, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kevin. How are you this beautiful day?
Doing well, thank you. Glad to have you on to talk about Friday and Saturday. What's happening out at the Tawas Point Lighthouse and, of course, the park out there?
Well, you know, every year we do this haunted lighthouse, hay rides, and monster bash dance to thank the people of the area for participating and supporting Tawas Point Lighthouse and State Park all year. So it's a big event for us, and we start out on Friday night from 5 to 9 with hay rides that are free around the Tawas Point State Park and the lighthouse, and you can come up by the lighthouse crib area in order to get those free hay rides from 5 to 9. So you can dress up if you're there, if you want to join in, or you don't have to, so that's fine too. And then also between 5 and 9 Friday night, Tawas Point Lighthouse is in costume, spooky Halloween garb.
Neat.
And the only time you can ever do that, go into the tower at night, is this whole weekend. So kind of cool.
Yeah.
We're happy about that. On Friday night, they don't do that on Saturday night because it's not open on Saturday night. But Friday night from 5 to 9, you can go. You just get tickets for $2 a person at the gift shop right there next to the lighthouse. And then Saturday is from 11 to 5. The hay rides are still going on. Mm-hmm. We have lighthouse tours of the self-guided kind.
Okay.
And just buy the tickets for $2 each at the gift shop. And then tons of family-friendly games all day long from 11 until 5. Making pumpkins, biting an apple on a string, get to make a corn husk doll, you know, walk through the haunted cemetery.
Ooh.
That's really good.
Yeah.
So that's a fun thing to do. And then, obviously, in the evening, we have the Monster Bash dance, and that's at the pavilion right there at the day use area by the lakeshore from 6:30 to 9. And it's DJ music and free refreshments and light snacks, and it's free of charge. All ages are welcome for that. And that's always a fun event, too, for everybody. And, you know, even if the weather's not that great on Saturday, we're hoping that this whole week carries on through at least Saturday, but we do have the events are in a tent, the lighthouse is heated, we have some heaters, so we, you know, ask people to just come out on maybe a crisp Saturday and join us for all the fun that we've had. You know, we get rave reviews every year, and a lot of campers will be there because they come for this weekend in particular. So we're really looking forward to showing off our lighthouse and state park as usual, and just invite people to come, bring their families, and see some old friends and make new ones while you're there.
Exactly, yeah. So it kicks off on Friday night at 5 o'clock and then almost all day on Saturday. And
yeah,
of course,
from 11 until 5, so all day throughout the day. And there'll be something for you to do. And there'll be, you know, if the weather's nice, we'll have cornhole outside on the lawn. But that's going to depend on the weather for sure. But the other things are all under the tent, the make and take pumpkins and the apples and the games for kids. All that's under our tent. So it will be protected under there, and hopefully we'll have our little heaters out there if we need them, and just put on your fall clothes and come on out.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if they want more information on this, how do they get more info?
Well, you can go to our Facebook page, which is Friends of Tawas Point Lighthouse and State Park, and then that has a lot of information about it. We have a website too. It's TawasLighthouseFriends.com, and the Tawas Point State Park also has a web Facebook page. It's Facebook/ Tawas Point State Park, and they'll have information on that, too.
Very good. So, and, of course, you will need a recreation pass to get in, too, for the weekend.
Yep. But I think anybody in our area knows that you need one of those anyways, because it really helps you get into all our different parks all around the area. So we just like to remind people, so that's good, that they do need a state park pass. And
you bet. So, all right.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We hope we might see you out there.
I know. I'm looking forward to it. It looks like the weekend might be pretty nice for it, Friday and Saturday, out at the Tawas Point Lighthouse and State Park. And from the friends of the Tawas Point Lighthouse and State Park, Vicki Seltz Barnes. Vicki, always a pleasure, and we'll look forward to some spooky fun this weekend.
That's right. It'll be fun. Thanks so much, Kevin, and we hope to see you out there.